Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to this service for Ash Wednesday. Just a few notices about how this is going to work over Zoom. Ash Wednesday is obviously a solemn reminder of human mortality and the need for reconciliation with God. It marks the beginning of this Lenten season, commonly observed with ashes and fasting. The service this evening will be shaped around Psalm 103, which begins and ends with praise, and there will be an opportunity to share together in an act of penitence and to mark yourself with ash. If you have made some ash, great, that's wonderful. If you haven't managed to make any, this is symbolic. And I would just invite you to mark yourself just with the sign of the cross on your head with your finger, whether you have ash or not. So just as a symbol there. At the end of the service, we are going to just, I shall do a blessing, and then I'm going to leave my candle lit, and then the screen will stay on for about 3 minutes. So if you want to just sit quietly where you are and just focus on that candle, then that's what's going to happen. We're not going to unmute everybody at the end. And after about 3 minutes, Alan's going to end the meeting. So you'll have about 2 or 3 minutes just to sit if you would like to. If you do have a candle and you want to light it, I am going to light mine now. Let's just be still. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you.
So, with you.
Silence is very difficult on Zoom, so we are going to, I'm going to invite you to be quiet, but we're also going to play the Taizé chant, Bless the Lord, O my soul. So please just take this opportunity just to sit and to listen.
Bless the Lord, my soul, and bless
God who made us from dust and ashes,
breathe into us your breath of life.
God who is kind and compassionate,
welcome us with your forgiveness.
God who knows our frailty firsthand,
lead us through the wilderness of transformation.
For your glory.
Amen.
Our psalm begins with David's call to praise. He's encouraging himself to remember all the things that God has done for him. These things which will inspire his soul to praise God wholeheartedly. Thank you, Pauline.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
We sing together, praise my soul, the King of Heaven. In times of need, Pauline.
Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise his holy name, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel.
God meets all our needs. In times of need, God is always there. Verse 3 there says that he forgives all our iniquities, everything that we get wrong. It's in our natures to be sinful. We all fall short of the glory of God. Another benefit we can depend on, it says in the next part of verse 3, is the healing of our diseases. Although God sometimes heals in different ways than when what we've asked for and on a totally different timetable, he does heal. God also extends grace by healing us from dark strongholds which threaten our peace and steal our joy. His mercies are new every morning, as his touch evaporates our pain and the bondage that can weigh us down. God redeems our lives from the pit, from self-centeredness which throws us into a downward spiral. Christ lifts us out of the pit and presents us to God as pure children, whole and renewed in his sight. He crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. Steadfast love is a type of affection and compassionate care that we depend on as we grow in our intimate relationship with the Saviour. He never betrays us, never abandons us. His mercy covers our mistakes and our human tendencies to focus on ourselves, on our own timelines and our own goals. Carefully and gently, he points the way back to truth and orders our days, giving us purpose and value. God satisfies us with good things, beside the obvious meeting of our daily needs. Christ often sends us reminders of his presence into our own private worlds. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He promises justice at the end of time, yet with the same breath, reminds us to forgive and offer the same grace he has offered us. But as I said, it's in our natures to get it wrong. And so we come to a time of confession now. Let us call to mind our sin and the infinite mercy of God. God the Father,
have mercy on us.
God the Son,
have mercy on us.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy on us.
Trinity of love,
have mercy on us. Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed.
We have not loved you with our whole heart and mind and strength. We have not loved our neighbours as ourselves. We have not forgiven others as we have been forgiven.
Lord, have mercy.
We have been deaf to your call to serve as Christ served us. We have not been true to the mind of Christ. We have grieved your Holy Spirit.
Lord, have mercy.
We confess to you, Lord, all our past unfaithfulness, the pride, hypocrisy, and impatience of our lives.
Lord, have mercy.
Our indulgent appetites and ways, and our exploitation of other people.
Lord, have mercy.
Our anger at our own frustration and our envy of those more fortunate than ourselves.
Lord, have mercy.
Our intemperate love of worldly goods and comforts, and our dishonesty in daily life and work.
Lord, have mercy.
Our negligence in prayer and worship, and our failure to commend the faith that is in us.
Lord, have mercy.
Accept our repentance, Lord, for the wrongs we have done, for our blindness to human need and suffering, and our indifference to injustice and cruelty.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For all false judgments, for uncharitable thoughts towards our neighbours, and for our prejudice and contempt towards those who differ from us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
For our waste and pollution of your creation, and our lack of concern for those who come after us.
Accept our repentance, Lord.
Restore us, good Lord, and let your anger depart from us.
Favourably hear us, for your mercy is great.
Accomplish in us the work of your salvation,
that we may show your glory in the world.
By the cross and passion of your Son, our Lord,
bring us with all your saints to the joy of his resurrection.
God meets us by his compassion. Psalm 103, verses 8 to 14. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will he harbour his anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is his love for those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Although mankind deserves to see God's justice in various forms of divine wrath, he gives us time to confess and repent, to turn away from our iniquities, from our sins, and seek the renewing mind of Christ. Patience is his character. God, in his mercy and grace, is slow to anger and abundant with a persevering type of love that forgives and cleanses and forgives again. He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. As the Creator, he fully comprehends every speck of dust he moulded together to make that first human being. God's love and infinite mercy are so much more than we can comprehend. The permanence and the expansiveness of such compassion is very real in the psalmist's mind and in his heart. A good memory is necessary to hold such examples, because the more we remember of God's love and his infinite mercy, the more praise-filled and thankful we will be. We sing again, "Thank you for saving me."
Saving me, what can I say? You are my everything. I will sing your praise. You shed your blood for me. What can I say? You took my sin and shame, a sinner called by name. Great is the Lord. Great is the Lord. For we know your truth. Mercy and grace are mine, forgiven is my sin. Jesus, my only hope, the Savior of the world. Great is the Lord, we cry, God, let your kingdom come. Let me sing. Thank you for saving me. Yeah.
If you do have some ash, please, could you just put it up in front of the screen? Dear friends in Christ, I invite you to receive these ashes as a sign of the spirit of penitence with which we shall keep this season of Lent. God our Father, you create us from the dust of the earth. Grant that these ashes may be for us a sign of our penitence and a symbol of our mortality. For it is by your grace alone that we receive eternal life in Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. If you would like to mark yourself on your foreheads with your ash in the sign of a cross. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Turn away from sin and be faithful to Christ. The Lord enrich us with his grace, nourish us with his blessing. The Lord defend us in trouble and keep us from all evil. The Lord accept our prayers and absolve us from our offences, for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Saviour.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Together we say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We sing again of God's grace for us before the throne of God above.
Before the throne of God above, I have a strong and perfect plea, a great high priest whose name is love. Whoever lives and pleads for me, my name is graven on his hands, my name is written on his heart. I know that when in heaven he stands, no tongue can bid me thence depart, no tongue can bid me thence depart. Satan tempts me.
The next reading is also from Psalm 103. As for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts.
So we have looked together at this psalm so far. We've acknowledged the call to praise God. We've acknowledged the Lord Almighty is with us in times of need. We have confessed our sins, coming before God in penitence and faith. We have been met with God's compassion, and we have marked ourselves with ashes. But we are so fragile. Our own lives and what we see in the experiences of others constantly remind us that we are like grass that can quickly wither. This current pandemic has made us all aware of just how precious life is, how painful it can be to be separated from loved ones, whether through isolation or through death. The psalmist's great conviction here is that all our fragility is surrounded by God's sovereign love. In our weakness, God is our strength. In our fragility, we are surrounded on every side by God's sovereign love. We have a faithful God, which we sing about again, faithful one, so unchanging.
Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all his heavenly hosts, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul.
So we have finished where we started, with praise. The final verses of this psalm express a deep longing that the choir which expresses God's praise continue to expand. The psalmist says, "My whole soul, angels, all heavenly hosts, and all God's works." He wants everyone to be praising God forever. And it seems the psalmist is anticipating heaven. And if the psalm ends with a note of homesickness for heaven, then wonderful. More that we too should remember our home in heaven. We have a wonderful God. And we sing again, "My God, how wonderful thou art."
I don't have that in the list, Andrea.
Okay, we won't have it then. It's fine, don't worry. We do have that wonderful God to praise for eternity. So we praise God in our final acclamation.
It's going to come up on the screen.
That's it, this one. Here we are. Keep waiting for him to unmute us, it'll say that.
This is love, not that we loved God.
But that he has unmuted us and sent his son. Did we say that?
He hasn't unmuted us.
But that, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to say it. I shouldn't say it.
Yeah.
But that he loved us and sent his son.
He is the sacrifice for our sins.
That we might live through him.
If God loves us so much,
we ought to love one another.
If we love one another,
God lives in us.
So may God the Father, who does not despise the broken spirit, give you a contrite heart.
Amen.
May Christ, who bore our sins in his body on the tree, heal you by his wounds.
Amen.
May the Holy Spirit, who leads us into all truth, speak to you words of pardon and peace.
Amen. Amen.
And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always.
Amen.